Ahead of the three-match test series against India, New Zealand head coach Gary Stead admitted that pacer Tim Southee is aware about that he has not been at his best lately and is working hard to find out what is missing. Team India will look to showcase their home dominance against the Black Caps as they face each other from October 16. Tim Southee will feature in the series with the captaincy duties. He stepped down from the leadership role after suffering a 20 defeat against Sri Lanka in the away series. Tom Latham will look after the captaincy responsibilities during the test series against India. Tim Southee's run has been poor in whites this year. There is a chance he could lose his place in the playing 11, having taken just 8 wickets at an average of 73.12 in 6 tests, with best figures of 246. The 35-year-old boasts of a solid record in India, having taken 20 wickets at an average of 28.70, with the best figures of 764 in 5 tests. Speaking ahead of the series to the media as quoted by ESPN Crick Info, Stead said, "From my conversations with Tim, he recognized he has not been at his best, but there's certainly no desire to not get back there. He is working hard in the background. He is doing everything he can and trying to rediscover what that little thing he feels is missing. We have looked back at quite a bit of video from previous years and times he's played in India and had success. It is just trying to rediscover that and find a little bit, I guess you could call it, snap back into his action," he said in the press conference. If Southee misses the first test, Kiwis will be heavily depleted without the services of their most experienced stars, with Kane Williamson also set to miss the first test as he has not recovered from the groin injury sustained during the Sri Lanka tests. India named a 15-player squad on Friday for the upcoming 3 tests against New Zealand, beginning on October 16 in Bengaluru. For the Bangladesh tests, with Rohit Sharma leading the side, India left the position of vice-captain vacant. But this time, star pacer Jasprit Bumrah has been officially appointed as Rohit's deputy for the 3 tests. India has been extremely dominant in test conditions, having not lost a test series at home since their 12 loss to England in the 201-213 season. Since then, India has won 18 successive test series at home and has been undefeated in a series since over 4,000 days. On the other hand, New Zealand suffered a 20-series whitewash at the hands of Sri Lanka away from home recently. The Tim Southee side was blanked in the opening test that went right down the wire with a 63-run defeat and lost the second test by an innings and 154 runs. India's squad for the 3 tests against New Zealand: Rohit Sharma, C. Jasprit Bumrah, VC, Yashasvi Jaiswal, Shubman Gill, Virat Kohli, KL Rahul, Sarfaraz Khan, Rishabh Pant, WK, Dhruv Jual, WK, Ravichandran Ashwin, Ravindra Jadeja, Akshar Patel, Kuldeep Yadav, Mohammad Siraj, Akash Deep, Travelling Reserves, Harshit Rana, Nitish Kumar Reddy, Mayank Yadav and Prasidh Krishna. New Zealand squad: Tom Latham, C. Tom Blundell, WK, Michael Bracewell, first test only, Mark Chapman, Devon Conway, Matt Henry, Daryl Mitchell, Will Orurke, Ajaz Patel, Glenn Phillips, Rachin Ravindra, Mitchell Santna, Ben Sears, Ish Sodhi, second and third test only, Tim Southee, Kane Williamson, Will Young. With NI inputs,